It is the 18-year-old Padraig McAleenan who was shot in North Belfast. He was nearly killed in North Belfast when he was shot. There was crucial CCTV evidence which masked men were able to go in and walk out the door with. The police were not able to secure it. We have asked the PSNI at the beginning of this programme today to explain to us how that evidence was not secured in the first place. The police haven't got back to us yet. The DUP MP, Nigel Dodds, with us today. What are your thoughts here, Nigel?
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Well, this shooting happened last Tuesday night, and, you know, as I understand it, the police investigation, a serious incident, shooting somebody badly injured and firearms involved, so the investigation would have begun immediately. Yet, you know, it beggars belief that the CCTV footage, which might well have provided some relevant information, certainly was very pertinent to the investigation, it wasn't sought out on Tuesday night. It wasn't sought out any time on Wednesday. And therefore, you know, as I understand it, two masked men were able to go into the Flax Centre on Thursday morning, lock the staff in an office, remove the CCTV material and warn people not to make any statements. Now, this raises very, very serious questions for the police, and we are going to pursue this. I mean, there's other things about this incident that have already been highlighted about the immediate briefing that went out about the nature of it, whether it was paramilitary or not, and then that was changed, and all of this. I just find it incredible that, you know, in today's day and age, when CCTV is such a critical part of evidence gathering, that wasn't sought out immediately.
I am guessing here, Nigel, but I would have thought that there would be protocols in place across all police forces throughout the country, pretty standard protocols as to how to secure vital evidence after someone has been assaulted, never mind shot, never mind nearly killed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the first things, as I understand it, is, you know, what is the physical evidence? Were there any witnesses? Was there anyone present who could actually see it? Because it's actually, you know, the physical evidence that is vital. And, I mean, obviously CCTV cameras in the vicinity are an absolutely vital component of trying to put people on the spot who was there, who may be a suspect or whatever, who could be helpful or who needs to be eliminated from inquiries. So the idea that, you know, this CCTV footage was not secured, was not immediately seized or within a very short space of time taken away for evidence. It's just incredible. I mean, and, you know, when you look at that site, there's no doubt that there was CCTV. You know, anyone there would have realised that that is the case. And it's standard procedure, as I understand it, any investigation now where this kind of thing happens in the street, whether it's an assault, shooting or whatever it is, that people, given the prevalence of so much CCTV about the place nowadays, that is one of the first things that is looked for. Here in this case, nothing was done for 36 hours. And I find that amazing. There's questions that need to be answered about that. And those are questions that we will be pursuing with the police and asking for answers.
Well, I don't know, Nigel, but maybe, and the police just haven't responded. They haven't provided us with any type of statement since the beginning of the programme today. But maybe the police are, I'm just trying to maybe come up with some answers here if the police can't come up with them themselves. Maybe the police don't have enough experience in Northern Ireland to understand that CCTV was vulnerable to mass men getting in and walking out the door. Maybe they didn't realise that mass men would do that in the likes of North Belfast.
Yeah, I can hear you laugh almost as you say that, Stephen. Yes, in North Belfast or in any part of Belfast or any part of Northern Ireland, the idea that sort of people might come along, you know, after the event in masks and warn people not to say anything or take away any evidence, you know, that just, you know, I mean, it'd be hard to believe that that would happen, but yes, it actually does happen. And the idea that the police wouldn't have thought of that is just incredible. I just don't know what the explanation is. I can't think of any credible reason why this has happened. It needs to be investigated very, very clearly. I mean, it was a high-profile incident. Now, obviously, at the time, the police wouldn't have been aware of all the facts and all the things that were going to happen. But, you know, that's their job, is to ascertain and gather up the evidence as quickly as possible.
Let me ask you this question, because I posted earlier, and you're the MP for the area. You understand the area. Do you think, is there any type of class issue here or status issue in Northern Ireland? This was an 18-year-old shot in North Belfast. If that had have been a 40-year-old, 50-year-old, respected, high-profile member of our community, do you think the police would have secured the evidence differently?
Well, I mean, I think it's difficult to generalise, Stephen. You know, I know the point that you're making here, and I do agree that...
The point that I'm making, and let me just make the point, just for the benefit of others. I know you understand the point I'm making. Yeah. The point I'm making is this. We are used to hearing about, you know, young men in particular being shot. That doesn't make it any more acceptable because it is abhorrent than a police officer being shot, a judge being shot, anybody else being shot. And we see how crime scenes are secured and how evidence is secured when a high-profile person is assaulted or shot. It seems that it didn't happen in this case.
Yes. No, I accept the point that you make. And you know, you're right that in parts of Belfast and elsewhere, you know, the idea of punishment shootings, so-called punishment shootings, which are totally reprehensible, that they have been looked on almost differently, almost, you know, people have made excuses or thought to understand why it happens. All the rest of it. Yes, I take your point entirely. It doesn't. I also agree with your point that there should be absolutely no difference in terms of the quality of investigation or evidence gathered, whether it's an 18-year-old guy shot in these kinds of circumstances or anybody else. And I do know, you know, I have to be fair here to the police, there have been other incidents and cases like punishment shootings where there has been a very detailed investigation and everything done exactly right, and you know, sometimes the police will say to you, our trouble is we can't get people to come forward and give evidence. Even the victims will not give any evidence, and we're our hands are tied therefore. But in this case, where you know there was actually sort of independent evidence which didn't need the cooperation of any sort of third party or any individual who may have their own fears or concerns, this was hard evidence on a CCTV camera, which may have yielded some significant results. We don't know for sure, but it might have. It is just incomprehensible why this wasn't saved.
Okay, and Nigel, just before you go today, we've also been talking on the programme this morning about the match at Seaview, which had to be postponed. And a lot of work had been done by the clubs and the fans' representatives and local residents and indeed the police in order for that match to go ahead. And it seems that once again, a small group of people were able to stop it going ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I've already spoken to people about this. I met the police commander for North Belfast yesterday to discuss some of these issues. I want to make this point first. We've been talking about the police there, and I think it is important to say, look, there are allegations and there's video evidence which I have seen about the way in which police acted in the TSG I'm talking about here, not the local police, in which they appear to have acted extremely aggressively. One of our own councillors who was on the ground trying to keep the situation reasonably calm, and a local community worker who was arrested. I mean, these matters need to be investigated because they do cause problems in the local community. I think that could have been done differently. And there is an issue here where TSG come in and they, you know, do act in an aggressive way. At a time, and I'm talking about after the match was called off, this was not at the time when people were out outside TSG. So those are matters that need to be investigated.
And Mr. Spencer...
And I would say to people that if they have any complaints, to take them to the ombudsman. But on the general...
And Mr. Spence Nigel, Councillor Guy Spence Nigel... Councillor Guy Spence, your party colleague, he's a DUP councillor. Was he there observing? Was he there as a protester? In what capacity was he there?
No, he was there, and I mean, I've seen some of the footage, some of the video evidence that was taken and all the rest of it. It's very clear that he's there in an attempt, along with our other councillor, Lydia Patterson, who was also on the ground, and others who were there, community workers and elsewhere, to try to keep people as calm as possible and to try to bring some order to the situation. But I want to say something, and I mean, I think there are issues here for the police, and they've got to be made accountable. I spoke yesterday to the commander for the area, George Clark. We had a long meeting, and, you know, he's making it clear if there's bad behaviour, then it's got to be investigated. Likewise, he's not prepared to make any comment at this stage until there's a full investigation. And I'm saying to people that where there's cases that need to be taken to the ombudsman, they should be taken, because, you know, this situation is not helped by that kind of police tactic on the part of the TSG. But what I will say,
what type of tactic?
Issue,
sorry, what type of tactic?
Well, the sort of tactic, you know, where a community worker who had actually helped to broker some of the agreement in the area with Skegness residents is hauled out and arrested whilst he's trying to actually help the situation. And I'm talking now after the match has been called off, after people have moved away from the ground and all the rest of it. And then the case of our own councillor, Guy Spence, and others who, you know, I have seen some evidence, and I don't want to go into the details because this will be subject to an investigation, and, you know, unacceptable behaviour. And that needs to be investigated and will be investigated in the proper way.
Should there be protests the next time this match is played, or would you ask those protesters to stay away?
Well, that's, I'm just going to come on to the more general point, Stephen. You referred and properly and correctly to a lot of excellent work that has gone on, you know, with the clubs, fans, representatives, police were involved, and local residents in Skegness Avenue. And, you know, there has been an issue, and, you know, three people have been investigated as a result of the last match when they were walking down Skegness. The police have reported that to the PPS. So this has been invented by the local residents. There is an issue about bad behaviour on the part of a tiny minority of some fans in Christendale coming down. Now, that needs to be addressed and needs to be worked on, needs to be worked through. And a lot of work had gone on with Skegness residents to try to move the thing forward. We were very hopeful that that would happen and that there would be no reason whatsoever for any kind of protest, certainly not outside CD football ground. And I would say that it is a terrible thing that the match had to be put off. A bad day for football, a bad day for North Belfast.
Yeah.
And I would say very, very clearly, and all of us in the local community who know the excellent work that Crusaders do, the excellent relations that go on between the two clubs, Christendale and Crusaders, I would say there's absolutely no reason why Seaview or Crusaders or any other football club, for that matter, should be in any way the subject of any kind of protest or anything like that. I think there
So would you call for the protesters, just for clarity, Nigel?
There had been good work done.
Sure.
We need to build on that.
But for clarity, would you ask the protesters to stay away from the match when it is rescheduled?
You've heard what the Crusaders Football Club have said, heard what the fans have said. There are issues about Skegness. Those need to be dealt with. The Skegness residents and the people who live in that general area. Work had been done on that. We need to continue that.
But you wouldn't ask them to stay away.
Yes, I'm saying very clearly that there shouldn't be protests outside Seaview. There shouldn't be protests outside Crusaders whilst that work is going on. And there's no need for that because, you know, people are trying to make that club, which does tremendous community work, and football generally, a success in the area. And they do immense good work in the area, and I don't want to see that brought down or spoiled in any shape or form.
Nigel,
and issues to do with policing,
Bad
policing, that needs to be investigated and so on.
Nigel, thank you very much indeed. Nigel Dodd.